Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jeff Rovell, who we started having a nice conversation with, and then we wound up then going to Linda from the Port Washington Senior Center, and very informative. The most important thing I think anybody listening to this program realizes that Christina Liu is the producer and does bring on people, Jeff, you're included, and
Thank
now
you.
Also as a co-host, that have something to offer. Because you know what it is? When you hear a story, whether it's about a program that's going on or a person's life or something, everybody can resonate with it somehow. And even for younger people, you know, there's always tomorrow. Like the way you were telling your story earlier, you weren't happy in the beginning, but everything worked out fine. So you can't get discouraged if the first job is not the perfect one.
Correct.
And it's poor me and poor me. No, there's too much ahead of you. You have to. And the seniors are the ones that are now passing that on. And it's so great to be able to listen to some of these stories and pass them on. Now, of course, we have the Christina Liu Show, which is our baby, you know. And this is Jeff's first Christina Liu Show.
Wow.
This is, you know.
Quite the...
Very exciting.
How are you, dear?
Good. We great show today.
It was
very
good.
We have Jeff on, a new co-host. Found a little bit out about Jeff, which was nice.
And Jeff's going to come back.
Yep, he's now you're
if you part. Enjoyed it.
Jeff,
sure.
Now you're going to be part of our rotation. So
I would like
expect
to be part.
Lots
sure.
of calls from me.
Great.
But yeah, it's really it's great. I'm glad we found out a little bit about Port Washington Senior Center, which is, you know, we're just trying to educate people. And the bottom line is, there's something for everyone in the town, you know. So I think that's kind of just the message. So you could find any kind of
yeah. And I said it was free, and Linda corrected me, but $20 is really
it's almost free.
Exactly. And if you go for the second half of the year, so think about it. If somebody's in Florida, and they don't come home till April or May, so you join in July for $10.
$10.
You can't beat it. You go once and you've got your $10.
No, I was very impressed.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Thanks. I mean, we, you know, as I said, my wife spends time at the Great Neck Center playing canasta, a class, actually.
Oh, okay. It's a class. Okay.
And playing for the past 3 years, and it's wonderful. And, you know, she's trying to get me to play, as I say, but I'm kind of resisting.
Okay.
But, I might give in because a couple of my buddies at the pool. Who live in Florida, said, well, we learned how to play canasta. So I said, well, you may get me eventually.
Okay. Well, you know, the nice thing about any of those things, if you do learn how to play it, then you can socialize with your wife. I mean, if you wind up having
I
don't know anything
actually,
about canasta.
That was one of the programs we did through Project Independence that we've been holding at Clint G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park for about a year now. It's going to come back again in the fall because it was very, very popular, and it was this canasta training.
Oh, really?
Really?
So you'd have everybody come, you know, I think it was like once a week, and people would come, and you'd see like little groups, people would meet new people.
Do you know anything about canasta?
No.
Oh.
But
I'm at, is it like a poker and you win the game, or you don't even know that?
I have no idea. Well, but you know who does know? Otto, I believe, knows. So next time Otto's on, we'll quiz Otto on that. That
yeah,
front.
It's quite good because I always ask when my wife comes home, did you win? And somebody says, oh, we killed them. terrible. My partner, terrible. You know, it's up and down. But she really enjoys it. I mean, she was retired Spanish teacher.
Okay.
In Roslyn, and you know, she never played cards, and she plays a little mahjong.
Okay.
But
okay.
Mostly can ask. They love it.
Good. I mean, she loves it.
And she met, you know, you meet new friends.
Absolutely.
It's all, you know,
that's the nice part about it. It's a socialization.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, we always say, too. You know, with all of these programs, I think that's always the underlying nice aspect. Because even if you're going to an educational chat, you know, on, you know, healthcare proxy, whatever it might be, you know, you're getting out there, you're meeting your neighbors. And I always, I remember when I first started with the program in one of our advisory committees, because those actually will be starting up again in the fall time. And I really recommend that everybody goes to an advisory committee, because we have them in each region of North Hempstead. And you really get to learn about what's going on with MPI, or and especially specific to your community, because that is the place that you could bring, you know, and Nancy does a wonderful job at these advisory committees. And she, so if you have a question, she'll come back the following month with the answer, you know, so it's really a great place. And I remember one of our seniors in our New Hyde Park group said, you know, she had been living in the community for, you know, 50 plus years, and you know, it had changed and she didn't really know her neighbors the same way. And coming to this advisory committee, you know, she was able to meet people that lived on her block. And, you know, it just made you feel part of the community again, which I think was really a wonderful thing. So check it out. You know what I'm saying? You're not committed to anything. If you don't like it, you could leave. You could be verbal. You could be nonverbal in it. You know, whatever you want. It's really just
get up and
great
slap
place.
The person next to you just for the hell of it and see what happens.
Yeah. As long as there's no violence at any of these things. Because some things do get a little testy, but luckily we
just bring a plant with you.
That's right.
Always bring a plant.
That's right. Bring an apple pie. But a great program that is actually coming up is Beach Feast, which is on North Hempstead's program. It's going to be on August 18th, and that's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. And this is a great one. I really recommend people go to this one because it's a really a fun one. There's all different types of food trucks there.
When's the date again?
August 18th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Yeah.
And so the different food trucks will be Yummy Gyro of Port Washington, Now's Caribbean Flavors of Westbury, Rosie's Grilled Cheese Truck, S&T Southern Smoked House Barbecue, Green Street Food Truck, Long Island Festival Caterer, and much more. And there'll be beer and wine also available.
Wow, that sounds great.
So, and it's really, and there's tons of entertainment too, which is great. And there's a classic car show that will be there. So it's really great for the entire family. You know, I was there, I think it was 2 years ago. I went, and it was just nice. There was all different ages there, you know, from, like, little kids to seniors, and it's really a great, great place and great location as well. So the event is free of charge. The parking fee is $10 in cash and $7 for a credit card. And if you have any questions, call 311 or 869-6311 for that, because it's really something I encourage people to definitely check out because it's really fun. And who doesn't love food trucks?
I mean, I don't think I went last year. I went the year before.
Yeah, I think that's what I had gone.
If I recall correctly. It took Lucas and my son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's nice. It really is. You walk around for a while. In fact, they had some sort of a video trailer.
Yes.
That we went inside. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. They played some video games.
Yeah, it was like video games were inside, too. Yeah. It's really, really nice. So that's August 18th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., so check that out. And I also want to share, John, because I know you love these numbers. I just was emailed, actually, that since the end of July, so as of July 31st, mm-hmm. Project Independence had 13,463 members.
Wow.
And that's just, so it's more today because, you know, but that was July 31st.
Wow. It's amazing. It really is.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really it's
and I
great.
Probably accounted for some of that with my neighbors.
That's right. I think that's right. I think John should get credit. We should ask them. That'll be one of the questions. How'd you hear about us? John Ryan will be like one of the things. But it's really great, you know, and I think it's wonderful to take advantage of it. It's free. Listen, it's not like you're committed to use the services. So, you know, join it and, you know, especially with all these great programs that you could attend. And the exercise classes, they're, you know, coming back this fall, all of them, which is, you know, there's line dancing, there's Zumba, there's yoga, fitness. It's really Tai Chi. I was actually watching a Tai Chi class go on at Funday Monday because they have that there too. And it was a huge group of people. And it was really just such like a lovely thing. It looked very relaxing, the whole thing. And Joe Panico, who's the Tai Chi instructor, is wonderful. And it was, I just recommend you go. It's a free class. You know what I mean? People, and they sell out quick. These exercise classes for Project Independence are certainly a hot class.
Joe Panico, he was on, like, that's like almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
I bought a pair of Tai Chi pants.
See, he was that inspired, John. That's right. You have the outfit. That's where you start first. You're talking to me. As long as you get the outfit, that means,
exactly,
you know, you're a part of it.
That's great. Wow.
He does Tai Chi in Great Neck.
Really?
On East Shore Road.
Wow.
I forget, like, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he still does it. So
he does,
all set to go.
Yeah, it's at Manhasset Valley. He does it.
Right,
so.
Right.
But he's real, and he's so wonderful. It really has a lot of benefits, these things, and I just think it's great that Project Independence has that class, because you know what's great? A lot of people come in for the exercise classes specifically, and then they learn about the other services and you know, use that, and that's what's it's great, you know. And we, through Project Independence, you know, I mean, we're servicing people 60 years and onward,
right?
You know, that's a huge chunk of different lifespans, you know. And And the fact of the matter is, you're at different points at different things. So, you know, you might at some point need a social worker or a nurse and want to know what you're into, whatever it might be. And the fact that it's at your fingertips is really great. So
I think also the importance of all of this is movement.
Yep.
As you get older, one of the things that happens, if you don't move,
mm-hmm.
you stiffen up a lot. And lots of older people, of which you know, I'm an older person. You have to move your joints.
Right.
And, you know, my background, and there's been a lot of evidence that if you do, you don't stiffen up. I mean, you know, just simple exercise. Like when I was in China, you know, you see all these older people just in the parks.
Yep.
Do it every day.
Yep, I mean, right. So true.
I mean, every day. And you wonder, you know, and they're old.
Yeah.
They got an older population. Yeah. So that's one of the most important lessons.
No,
to learn.
It is.
Move.
You know, and that actually, in our, you know, we have a Pioneer newsletter, and I'm actually working on it currently, so it should hopefully hit in September. But in previous issues, we had an article about just moving. Otto had wrote it, you know,
right,
because
right.
We always coined, Otto says, you know, sitting is the new smoking. I believe Jackie Shankman had coined that term.
Oh, really?
A lot of people are just sitting. You know, I mean, even it's a major problem everywhere. You know, we at our job, you know, we each try to get up a certain time because it's so easy. You know, you're sitting in front of your computer all day long, and before you know it, it's 4 o'clock, and you literally haven't, like, you know, gotten up out of your seat. So it's really important to kind of just do that. And you don't have to do anything so crazy. Otto said, you know, he had a friend who couldn't leave the house, but he would get up every morning and walk around his dining room table a couple of times. You know, so it's little things like that, and it adds up because you just get the, you know, like the blood flowing, and it is so important because we all know that it's dangerous to not do that. So definitely, and call 311 and take advantage of our program. Right. That's really all I can
say.
Sounds
very good. Wow.
Absolutely. You know, and I just, a little bit was mentioned, there are a couple of spaces available actually for the caregiver spouse support group that Gail does.
Okay,
we mentioned
okay.
That's done at Port Washington Senior Center. And the group is so popular that she used to just do it twice a month, and now she's doing it every Wednesday. It was a little different. She was meeting at Port Washington Library because of the construction going on there, but now she's on August, what's today, the 10th? August 15th, she will be at back at Port Washington Senior Center. So I really recommend it. Gail's been doing this for years, and it's, you know, people stay in the program for however amount of time and leave, you know, so it's really just a great place to meet other people going through a similar thing with you, you know, and just learn about different resources.
Wow. So, no, I agree. It's very important.
It's a great group, and Gail does a fabulous job. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 for that information, too. We also have the Project Independence Social Discussion Group and the Men's Group that meet at the Parkville Library branch, and that's really two great groups, too. The Social Group meets on Thursdays, and the Men's Group meets on Fridays at the Parkville branch. So call 311. Robin Tovell facilitates
those
groups.
Okay.
It's really great, and it's just a core group. It's really wonderful. So check them out.
Well, it's the same thing. Those same guys will come back, and then a new one will join, and another one will, you know.
Right.
What are
right.
the topic? I mean, is there a topic of...
So there's it just varies. You know, it really depends. Robin, so it kind of, and it's geared by the group. So whatever the group is
right.
kind of interested in
it's
going
their topic.
Down that, right.
You know, you walk in, you want to talk about something that happened yesterday, that'll be the,
yeah.
right.
you know. You want to learn a little bit more, and somebody has more knowledge than you, or vice versa.
Yeah, and we also have a senior talk group that will be coming back in fall at the Roslyn Community Center.
Oh, that's
on
right.
The first and third Thursday of every month.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.